And vote. Three Republicans joining all 50 Democrats in support of confirming Jackson.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tests positive for COVID-19.
Members of the Capitol Press Corps were waiting for Pelosi to give her weekly press conference when her office tweeted that Pelosi contracted COVID. It was like reporters were shot out of a cannon. Everyone raced from the room. There are worries about the speaker's contact with the president.
Fox's Chad Pergram, 125 members of Congress have tested positive for COVID this year. America is listening to Fox News.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaslands News.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer, John Nixon, and Heidi Wolfgang. A detailed check of your forecast from our WeatherEye weather team is coming up. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msdnews.net. A Leavenworth man suffered serious injuries after he ran into interstate traffic following a Buchanan County, Missouri wreck about a mile south of St. Joseph. That's according to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, which says a pickup truck driven by 40-year-old Joshua Lane Wednesday morning crashed after traveling off the west side of I-29, with the northbound truck then continuing on in the median. That's when the patrol says 57-year-old occupant John Cheatham jumped out of the truck into the passing lane of the interstate, where he was struck by another vehicle, which fled northbound without stopping. Cheatham was transported to Mosaic Life Care in St. Joseph for treatment. Lane, also of Leavenworth, was not injured, although the truck struck a barrier after Cheatham jumped out. The wreck happened shortly before 9 o'clock Wednesday morning.
A St. John, Indiana man escaped injury late Wednesday afternoon after his plane crashed while he was landing at the Sabetha Municipal Airport. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, 57-year-old James Vacrocos was attempting to land his 1967 Piper Aero aircraft on the runway when the front landing gear collapsed, causing his plane to collide off the runway. Vacrocos was the lone occupant on board the aircraft. The crash was reported shortly before 4:30 Wednesday afternoon.
A 17-year-old is dead following a fatal St. Joseph shooting on Wednesday. KQ2-TV reports that around 4:45 in the afternoon, St. Joseph police officers responded to calls of a shooting in the area of 28th Street and Massini. Police say a teenager was shot and was traveling to the hospital by private vehicle. Evidence of a shooting was recovered at the scene. Police add that multiple shots were fired at that location. The teen was pronounced dead at the hospital. No additional information has been released, with the incident remaining under investigation.
Brown County Sheriff John Merchant is alerting county residents of another scam circulating in the area. Merchant says residents are being contacted by someone representing themselves as being from Evergy. The caller is stating that residents are behind on their utility bill, and if payment is not made within 30 minutes, their electricity will be shut off. Merchant says Evergy representatives said they have had many reports of the scam and the calls not coming from their company. He suggests that residents hang up immediately if they receive such a call. If you feel you've been a victim of the scam, notify your local law enforcement agency at once.
An Atchison man is going to prison, sentenced in Atchison County District Court on three different criminal cases. According to a release from Atchison County Attorney Sherry Becker, Dwayne Martin last week was sentenced to 7 years, 3 months in custody for possession of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute, and felony fleeing or eluding law enforcement, felony fleeing or eluding law enforcement, and 4 counts of felony burglary, 2 counts of felony theft, and 1 count of felony theft of a firearm. The three cases leading to the charges were all filed in early 2019, with the coronavirus pandemic delaying proceedings. Martin, in January, entered guilty pleas to each of the charges.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msdnews.net. Your latest local news will continue next.
Where do you want to go? What do you want to see? The Travel Center can help you navigate the COVID-related changes in the travel world. They can book flights, hotels, vacation rentals, line up activities, and handle all the details of your vacation so you can sit back and enjoy your time. So whether you know exactly where you want to go or need ideas and suggestions, contact the experienced travel consultants at the Travel Center of Atchison, 913-367-0007.
What do you look for and expect in a convenience store? A variety of food and drink options, super clean restrooms, a store easy to get in and out of and spacious inside, friendly and helpful service, some smoking hot deals with great prices on all products including fuel, and maybe even a gift shop with unique or local items?
Hi, this is John at the Prairie Band One Stop, 5 miles south of Holton on Highway 75, and we really do have everything you are looking for in a convenience store.
So whatever you need, and now carrying Prairie Hemp and CBD products too. Make your one stop south of Holton Highway 75.
Warmer weather and green grass are just around the corner. Take your mowing business to a whole new level with a Spartan KG stand-on commercial mower. Find out how the Spartan Advantage and King of the Grass can work for you at Full Throttle Repair. Visit us on the web at ftrepair.com or give us a call at 785-548-7770. Again, that's Full Throttle Repair, 1 mile north of 73 Highway on Plum Tree Road, just northwest of Everest, Kansas.
Your latest local news now continues at MSC News Radio.
The Horton City Commission Monday evening approved an ordinance to allow Sunday alcohol sales. It would allow alcohol to be sold on Sundays from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Alcohol sales would not be allowed on Easter Sunday, Thanksgiving Day, or Christmas Day. The ordinance must be published once each week for 2 consecutive weeks in the official city newspaper. It would take effect 61 days after the final publication, unless a valid protest petition is filed, which would force the issue to a public vote. City Clerk Kim Knutson told MSC News that the ordinance will be published in the Horton Headline on April the 14th and April 21st. Commissioner Tina Nye initiated the discussion last month to allow alcohol to be sold on Sundays.
A Pawnee City Elementary School teacher has been reinstated following a suspension. Pawnee City School Board met in special session Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. The meeting, which included a public hearing and an executive session, continued for approximately 12 hours, ending early Wednesday morning. A large crowd attended the meeting with new business items on the agenda, including a public hearing consider the cancellation or continuation of the employment of third grade teacher Scott Brumbaugh, deliberation on the proposed cancellation of Brumbaugh's employment contract, and action on whether or not to continue or cancel the contract. The suspension reportedly stemming from a disciplinary action involving Brumbaugh and a student. Following the public hearing, the Pawnee City School Board members entered into executive session to discuss the situation. Following the closed session, the meeting resumed and Board Member Terry Borcher made a motion to adopt the terms for cancellation of Brumbaugh's employment contract. Board Member John Hunziker made a second to the motion. Voting in favor of the motion to cancel the contract were Board Members Borcher, John Hunziker, and Lisa Hunziker. Voting against the motion were Board Members Hope Kuster, Mary Mosier, and Jason Petrovsky. Superintendent Brian Rottinghouse told MSC News it requires 4 votes to cancel an employment contract with a 3-3 tie, meaning Brumbaugh is reinstated as a third-grade teacher with the Pawnee City School District.
The Seneca Area Chamber and Downtown Impact held their annual meeting last week at Willow's Restaurant. A highlight of the meeting was the presentation of awards for the Business of the Year and Volunteer of the Year. Named as Business of the Year for 2021 was Bergman Remodeling, LLC. 2 individuals were recognized as Volunteer of the Year. The award recipients were Nancy Gafford and Cleet Kramer. It marked the first time the organization had given out the awards. Nominations were collected for the awards from the community, and then a committee selected the winners from that group of nominees. There was also a short video presentation at the meeting recapping the activities of 2021 and events and projects planned for 2022.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. Your latest local news will continue next.
This is the story of a man who rocked.
He shaked, he rattled, he rolled.
He was censored,
then celebrated,
and now he can bestow gifts on you. With the Elvis Instant Ticket, you could win up to $25,000 instantly. Or win the ultimate king-size Graceland experience by entering your ticket in the Play On app. Get your ticket today before it's, loses to it. CKSLottery.com for details.
We rock the book of love.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at mscnews.net. A detailed check of your weather forecast from our Weather Eye weather team is on the way. But first, your latest local news continues with the following funeral notices. Janice Bell of Sabetha died Tuesday at the age of 59. The funeral service for Janice Bell of Sabetha will be Tuesday morning, April 12th at 11 o'clock at the Popkus Mortuary in Sabetha. A visitation will be held from 10 until service time at the mortuary. Survivors of Janice Bell include a brother, James Bell, and two sisters, Deborah Thomas and Kathy Sanders. The Mass of Christian Burial for Rosita Kreifels of Fall City will be Monday morning at 10:30 at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Rulo. The Dorincourt Funeral Home in Fall City is in charge of the arrangements. A parish rosary will be Sunday afternoon at 4 at the funeral home. Family will greet friends following the rosary. A dinner in remembrance of Lincoln Brown of the Kickapoo Reservation will be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Kickapoo Community Building on the Kickapoo Reservation. The Deshaun Mapletini Mortuary in Horton is in charge of the arrangements. The Mass of Christian Burial for Dorothy Klein, formerly of Havensville, will be Saturday afternoon at 1:30 at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church in Onega. The Chapel Oaks Funeral Home in Onega is in charge of the arrangements. Dorothy will lie in state at the funeral home from 9 until 4 tomorrow. She will lie in state after 5 o'clock tomorrow evening at St. Vincent de Paul Church, where visitation will be held from 6 until 8, with the rosary being prayed at 7 o'clock. A graveside service for Terry Hedrick of Robinson will be Saturday at 12 noon at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Robinson. The Chapel Oaks Funeral Home in Hiawatha is in charge of the arrangements. A register book will be available to sign at the funeral home after 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Graveside services and burial for Jim Bilderback of Cummings will be Saturday morning at 11:30 at the Camp Creek Cemetery in rural Cummings. The Beckerdyer Stanton Funeral Home in Atchison is in charge of the arrangements. Visitation will be Saturday morning from 10 until 11 o'clock at the funeral home. A celebration of life gathering with a meal for Randy Badersher of Rural Bern will be held Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Bern Community Building in Bern. The Wherry Mortuary in Pawnee City is in charge of the arrangements. A register book will be available to sign at the mortuary tomorrow from 9 until 5. The funeral service for Ramona Smokey Hamlin of Topeka will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Mercer Funeral Home in Holton. Burial will follow at the Holton Cemetery. The family will greet friends 1 hour prior to the service at the funeral home. Memorial services for Bill Williams, Jr. of Fall City will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Verdon Cemetery. The Hall Funeral Home in Fall City is in charge of the arrangements. A memorial graveside service and interment for Jerry Kissel of Whitmore will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in Gough. The Chapel Oaks Funeral Home in Holton is in charge of the arrangements. Family and friends will meet tomorrow evening from 6 until 8 at the funeral home. Your latest local news, both on the air and online at mscnews.net. Your latest local news will continue next.
Here's your Kansaland Radio Listening Area forecast. A wind advisory is in effect here for the forecast area. Looking at rather windy conditions here for this afternoon. Winds gusting as high as about 45 miles per hour, and then still a bit on the windy side here for tonight and into your day on Friday as well. Temperature-wise, we normally should be right around about that mid-60-degree mark. Highs this afternoon only getting into the upper 40s. We are expecting a warm-up here for the next several days ahead, getting up above average by Sunday with highs into the mid-70s. Our forecast here for this afternoon, a few spotty rain showers possible late with partial sunshine developing, a high in the upper 40s. Windy northwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusting as high as 45. Tonight's slight chance for rain showers and mixing with snow. Cloudy skies, a low near 32. Friday skies become mostly sunny, windy high 50 degrees. Then by Saturday, sunshine high 61. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Soybeans and cattle were mixed Thursday. Hogs and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Maximize profits on every acre of soybeans you plant with high-yielding Enlist E3 genetics from Stein. Discover yield plus experience at steinseed.com. Soybeans ended the day mixed after an up-and-down session. Nearby contracts did peel back a bit from recent highs with a fairly routine week for the export numbers, including a small cancellation by China. Weather in South America continues to be bullish, with more yield losses probable. March beans...
Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Well, earlier today, there was a few snowballs flying from the sky, and today, softballs will be flying through the air. We're at Holton's Optimist Field here at Johnsonville Park as we get set for Big 7 League softball today, the first game of a doubleheader featuring the Holton Wildcats and the Jeff West Lady Tigers. Welcome into our broadcast on this Thursday afternoon with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by our sports director, Brandon Tadman. Well, the Holton Wildcats are off to a 4-0 start this season. They have dominated the Big 7 League in recent history and been to state for three consecutive softball seasons. Only one change for the Wildcats this year, and that is a new head coach as Carlene McManigal takes over the program. John Dietrich has departed, and Carlene, who was an assistant, is now the head coach with John McManigal, her assistant. The Jeff West Lady Tigers are 2 wins and 4 losses, so they played a couple more games than Holton so far this season. The Lady Tigers have winning records each of their last 2 campaigns, winning 11 games a season ago, and come into tonight's Big 7 League matchup fresh off a split against Nemaha Central. Holton won their only other Big 7 League games earlier this week with a pair of victories over Riverside by scores of 14-2. So it's Holton and Jeff West, and Brandon, it's a little bit chilly out here today, but softball teams that are ready to gut it out and get games in while you can when it's springtime here in Kansas.
Yeah, that's what you get when you're in Kansas. You get the transition from, you know, the trying to get to the transition into spring, but you always get these kind of days where in Kansas it'll be 77 one day, you turn around 24 hours later, it's down to 42, and that's kind of the up and downs we've had so far. But again, it is quite brisk here today. Heavy winds, which will certainly play a factor here today, as that wind has been gusting all day, 30 to 35 miles an hour. So that's certainly going to play a part in the games this afternoon, and certainly will have an effect on these fielders trying to make some plays defensively.
Mentioned Holton's experienced roster. They would only have one starter to replace, as last year they had 2 seniors in Grace Utz, the catcher, and Allie Beard, but Beard was injured all of last season, so really only Grace Utz that Holton had to replace. But they're also playing again tonight without Brooke Flewelling, one of their star players and starting shortstop, so no Brooke Flewelling is under the weather, so 2 different players from a year ago in the Holton lineup today. Gracie Gallagher's on the rubber and set to throw the first pitch of the game to Kirsten Sutton. We're underway, a swing and a miss and strike one. We'll get you the Jeff West batting lineup here for the Tigers and their longtime head coach Chad Jackson. It's Kirsten Sutton leading off, playing left field, then the first baseman Lainey Becker batting third. The shortstop Mallory Young is another swing and a miss, makes the count 0-2 to our leadoff hitter. Kenley Stones, the Jeff West catcher, bats cleanup today, then the Tiger pitcher Addison Garrett. Hitting sixth and playing second base is Audrey Coates. Batting seventh in right field, Reese Brown. As here comes Gallagher's 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. 3 pitches, 3 strikes, 3 swings, and down goes Sutton for out number one. The bottom of the Tiger lineup has hitting ninth, the designated player, Kendall Mayer. And not batting, but playing the field at the flex spot is Riley White to complete the Tiger lineup here today.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton. Apparently, even the equipment doesn't like the chilly, windy weather here today. A half inning has been completed. Justin Fluke alongside Brandon Tadman at 0-0. Jeff West got the one-out single by Laney Becker, but then a strikeout by Mallory Young and a foul out just behind home plate as Kinley Stones was retired to end the inning for Jeff West. So the Tigers got no runs on one hit, no errors, and left one on base. Gallagher struck out two batters on three pitches each. In fact, Gallagher did not throw a non-strike in that inning. Eight pitches thrown by Gallagher in the top of the first, all of them went for strikes. She fanned two, struck out one, and also gave up the single on the blooper into short left field there with one out on one pitch in that at-bat in the inning. Here's the Holton offensive lineup. It'll be Stacey Bond leading off, then Gracie Gallagher hitting third is Sadie Walker. The cleanup hitter is Timber Wilson, followed by Justina Ray. Batting sixth is Olivia Summers, then Emma Summers hitting seventh. In the eight hole is Lorna Smith, and J.C. Cook will bat ninth, getting the start for the Holton Lady Softball varsity team today as Carlene McManigal heads to her spot over at first. John McManigal will be coaching at third. Holton girls were 23-2 a season ago. Holton, in fact, has surpassed 19 wins each of their last three softball seasons, making it to state all of those campaigns. Holton with the white unis on, the pants and the jerseys, really with white numbers that are trimmed in blue. As Bond will be the first batter for the Lady Cats. And the first pitch is a strike right in there. Stacey Bond in her only homer of the season last year in the state tournament in Salina. She's facing Addison Garrett, who's a good pitcher, a young pitcher, a right-hander for the Tigers. And here's a bunt attempt. And it's picked up in front of the plate but never got in front of the chalk and outside of the batter's box. So coming back will be Bond as the count moves to nothing and two, and more precipitation, this time in the form of some raindrops, begins again to fall here on the field.
Yeah, it almost feels like it's not even rain. It feels like it's kind of a mix between the rain and the snow, with a little bit of it being some hard pellets. But yeah, it is certainly coming down at this point.
0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, so Bond strikes out. And a good start for Garrett in the circle. She retires the first Holton batter and will now face one of the left-handed hitters in Gracie Gallagher. Gallagher, one of a few seniors on the Holton team, heading to play college softball next year as she takes the pitch inside for ball one. Gracie and her teammate on deck, Sadie Walker, both have signed to continue their softball careers collegiately at Washburn University as this one's pulled hard and foul towards Coach McManigal on that first base line all the way down to the corner. The count is 1-1. One out here. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Nobody on and no score as Holton bats for the first time.
I got some of the Holton stats from a season ago and some other information, but the problem right now is I can't really pull out any papers because they're going to melt in my lap, Brandon, or they're going to blow away. They're either going to blow away or melt in my lap with this rain coming down.
If it blows away, you don't have a shot, but...
Hard grounder to second, fielded easily and nicely, the throw over in time. Good play as Coates got it quickly on just a couple hops and threw over to Becker for the second out here in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, clean by Coates over there at second base and a nice release and an easy catch by the first baseman to make that one smooth. As again, it's going to be a challenging day here for both sides defensively.
Sadie Walker takes the strike, little off-speed pitch there across the inside part of the plate. Sadie, an all-state performer last year in her first season with the Lady Wildcat softball team. This one skips across home plate, and the count evens up at 1-1. Two outs now with the bases empty. The rain mixed with snow and all that good stuff comes down a little bit harder. Here's a swing and a foul straight back as Walker just got a piece of it and now is behind in the count, 1-2. You can hear the wind on our broadcast, but be lucky you can't feel the precipitation. Off speed, this one just in front of the plate, a few feet, picked up by the catcher. Garrett will not have a play as reaching safely with two outs is Sadie Walker. That ball just kind of in no man's land there, 6-8 feet in front of the plate. By the time anybody could get it, Walker was safely across first base.
Yeah, swinging bunt, one of the more deadly at-bats that you can have. Placed perfectly, not trying to do it that way, but again, right between the catcher and the pitcher, and no chance, an easy play to get the first.
Now Timber Wilson, who slaps it towards the shortstop, throws it on a short hop, throws high, and off the first base bag, the runner will be safe as the throw a little bit up top, and Becker, when she left the base to get it, allows Timber Wilson to reach safely. That's going to be an E5, first error of the game, E6 on the shortstop. A ball that she almost snagged, Brandon, but couldn't quite field it in the glove and then rushed the throw a bit and missed high.
Yeah, it was a good snag over there to get it into the glove, but the throw just got away from her a bit. First baseman had an opportunity, but just a little late getting back on the bag. And obviously over there safe at first. Now Holton threatening here in the first.
Two on and two out. You got Sadie Walker at second. Courtesy runner in at first for the catcher. It'll be Caitlin Ingles over there to run at first as she hops and stretches out, tries to get loose and ready to go. Justina Ray to the plate, returning starter at third base. She also is going to play collegiate softball next year. Justina bats right-handed, takes high, the ball gets away from the catcher, and the runners advance into scoring position. Now Sadie Walker at third, and the courtesy runner Ingles is at second base here with two outs. Justina Ray has done a lot of pitching, more so on the JV level, because with Walker and Gallagher, ace 1A and 1B, hasn't had a whole lot of opportunities to pitch varsity for the Lady Cats, but does it throughout the rest of the year, and she's going to go play college softball next year as well. 2-0 the count here to Ray, who tries to bust this game open with Olivia Summers awaiting on deck. Two down, and this pitch a little low. They're not taking many chances with Ray. A walk would load up the bases and allow the Tigers to have a force out anywhere to try to escape this inning. Wind is blowing out towards across the diamond and out to the right field corner. Here's the 3-0 from Garrett. Grounded hard and threw into right field. One run scores. Ingles will put on the brakes at third, and it's a clutch two-out RBI single by Justina Ray for our first run of the day.
Yeah, taking advantage of the hitter's count. Got one right over the plate, slapped it, waited on it just a smidge to slap it to the opposite field past the second baseman. Probably smart to hold the runner there. The second one at third, but Holton keeps the line moving here in the first.
Now Olivia Summers with runners on the corners and still two down. Cats up 1-0 over Jeff West. Ground ball to the pitcher, fielded on one clean hop, and a throw by Garrett over to first will retire the side. But Holton is on the board. The Lady Cats pieced together one run on two hits. There was one error and a couple players left on base. To the second inning we go next. First, a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back, Holton. Big 7 League Softball with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman with you, Addison Garrett batting as we begin the second inning, the pitcher-pitcher matchup. Garrett fouls the first one back. The count is nothing and one. Audrey Coates and Reese Brown will follow here for Jeff West. They did get one bloop single into short right field off Gallagher in the first inning. Now the pitch to Garrett is fouled over the first base Tiger dugout. And the count is 0-2 here to Addison Garrett.
Justin, was that just me, or was that the sun peeking out for a hot second as we came back? It looked like things brightened up on the field and just kind of went away.
Low pitch, grounded right back at Gallagher. Fields and throws to first, no trouble, as Gallagher retires Garrett for the first out here in the second inning. Yeah, the good thing about Kansas is that, you know, we truly get to experience all four seasons. But the bad thing about Kansas is that sometimes we experience all four seasons in the same week.
That is 100% fact.
We've had winter and spring and a little fall. I don't know if you're going to count that sunshine for 5 seconds of summer or not, but at least if the precipitation's not coming down, it's a little better for us. Audrey Coates, the batter, second baseman for the Lady Tigers, up there right-handed. She fouled away the first pitch. Gallagher ready. She rocks and fires in this one upstairs. And the count is 1-1 now to Coates. So Holton, just two seniors on last year's team. One of them was injured. They placed third in the state. Tough loss in the semifinals and extra innings to Andale Garden Plain. It's a swing and a miss here. Pushes the count to 1-2.
Yeah, it took a lot off that one and just out in front of that one. And really commanding well here early on in this game inside the circle.
Gallagher ready, the 1-2 pitch, that goes high on a rise ball to even the count at 2. Girls that have played a lot of softball, pitched a lot, worked on the craft throughout the year for a lot of years before this one. Here's a swing and a miss at a fastball, right back down the middle comes Gallagher with heat and records her third strikeout of the day. You will appreciate these statistics, Brandon, for the two Holton returning pitchers, Gallagher and Walker, last year. These numbers are pretty mind-boggling as Brown steps to the plate, swings and misses. She's up there with two outs now. The base is empty, and down one run is Jeff West as they bat here in the top of the first. So Gallagher last year had an ERA of 1.98. She had a record of 9-2. But here's the numbers that are mind-boggling. Innings pitched for Gallagher, 74. Guess how many batters she walked in 74 innings pitched, Brandon?
My guess would be 2.
4. Here's a high fly ball down the line, left field. It's pretty deep, and it's going to bounce and stay in fair territory. Heading to second is Brown, and she'll stop there with a two-out double as a well-placed, deeply driven ball even into that wind. The second hit of the game for the Tigers, and the best one as Brown reaches second base safely.
Yeah, I think if that wind is not a factor today, that's one that could have potentially been over the fence. At first glance off the bat, it looked like it was going to be maybe more down towards the line and towards the fence, but that wind certainly playing a factor, but well placed and at second base.
Cloud as a batter, fouls the first pitch away. Gallagher needed just 8 pitches in the first inning, so 74 innings, 4 walks.
Oh, it was close.
And the strikeout total was 116.
Ooh.
Here's a little looper, short right field, maybe trouble, but running in, making the catch is Sadie Walker. No trouble, says the Holton senior, as for the second straight inning, the Tigers get one hit, but leave one stranded. And as we head to the bottom of the second, it's Holton ahead 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Banking local means more than just living here, and our staff is committed to being involved locally, and that's why we hope you choose to bank locally.
That's Tanya Barta, president of the Farmers State Bank.
We not only want to be your banking partner, but we look forward to building relationships with our customers.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman with you. Top or bottom of the second inning, Emma Summers will bat here for Holton, facing Addison Garrett, who gave up a run on a couple hits. It was actually an unearned run as Holton took advantage of an error to get their run in the first inning. And now we'll have the lower third of the order, 7, 8, 9 hitters. And the second pitch is inside, so the count 2-0 here to Emma Summers. Emma was a starter last year as a freshman for Holton on varsity, and now in her sophomore campaign, batting right after her older sister Olivia. She swings and misses here at a changeup, and the count is 2-0. Lorna Smith on deck, J.C. Cook due up third. If anyone reaches, leadoff hitter Stacy Bond will get a second chance here against Addison Garrett, who gets a strike right in there and evens the count at 2-2. Like Holton softball, the Wildcat baseball team is playing their home opener today. I saw there was a few games in the area that ended up getting canceled today. I think Nemaha Central and Hiawatha baseball and softball postponed. Swing and a miss, as Emma Summers is the second strikeout victim of Garrett today, and there's one gone here in the bottom of the second. There was a track meet or two that got canceled, and Nemaha Hiawatha got postponed today. Might have been a little worse up to the north. Captain Kurt back at the studios was texting me a couple hours ago saying, "Hey, it's snowing here. Are we going to play softball today?" Let's pitch a little high to Lorna Smith. It's 1-0. He wanted to leave work early, and it didn't work out.
Not quite today. We do everything we can to keep Kurt in studio.
So Lorna Smith, the first-year starter, she ropes it, but it's just foul. Sharply hit down the third base line, and the count is a ball and a strike to Lorna Smith, who was used as a courtesy runner several times on varsity a season ago. Garrett's ready, and here's her next pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Smith laid off, thought maybe it was a bit low, but now we'll have to protect a little bit better with the count 1-2. Garrett with 2 punch outs already. Off speed, got a swing and a miss way out in front, but it gets away from the catcher, and the throw to first won't be in time. Reaching on the strikeout is Lorna Smith with 1 out here in the inning, so Garrett fans are third, but man, that pitch, Brandon, bounced about 3-4 feet in front of home plate. Talk about a changeup.
Yeah, got to be ready if you're Jeff West defensively. Obviously, you'll take the strikeout, but you don't want to let the runner get to first, and that was the case. Now Holton keeps it up.
Now J.C. Cook shows bunt and foul tips it with 1 on first and still just 1 out. So Cook, again, is a new starter. She's a youngster, first-year high school varsity level, and getting the start for Fluellian, who's under the weather today at shortstop. Good link to the right-handed hitters. Garrett now steps off the rubber and lets her catcher get things adjusted and set. 1-0, Holton leads. We're in the bottom of the second. Another bunt show, but this one pulled back, and the pitch was high for ball one. Holton's team batting average last year, .486. Almost hit .500 as a team. They hit 33 homers last year as a team, as this pitch is high and in. Cook wasn't showing bunt that time after she did in the first couple of pitches, and she's ahead now, 2-0. Last time Jeff West beat Holton softball was 2017. Here's a pitch right in for a called strike, and now Cook will have to go to work here. It's 2-2. Leadoff hitter Stacy Bond awaiting on deck. Smith is at first after reaching on a strikeout. Pitch foul tipped as Cook is able to battle off that Garrett delivery and stay alive. Both teams have two hits in the game, but Holton has the only run right now. Garrett ready, and there's a swing and a miss. So that's her third strikeout in this inning, but Smith reached on the strikeout. So four total Ks in the game now for Addison Garrett, but she'll have to face Stacy Bond here with two away. Bond struck out her first time up. Rips it to the left side of the infield and through past the shortstop, taking a turn for third. Smith, the throw, and the tag is a delayed out call at third. A pretty good relay and a nice job by the third baseman to kind of block the bag there, as that's Riley White at third and trying to go first to third on the ball hit into left field. Holton trying to push things there with two outs, and it doesn't work out as Stacy Bond will get credit for a single, but the inning comes to an end. No runs on the hit, no errors, and one left on for the Lady Cats. Thoughts on that play, Brandon, before we head to the break?
Yeah, that was an impressive defensive effort by Riley White at third base. She took a shot from the cleat to the thigh, and you could see her kind of hobbling through, blocking the play, getting the tag down, and had to take a hop skip from the left fielder, but gloved it nicely, kept it in front, and was able to apply the tag, keep the ball in the glove. And again, as I mentioned, took a shot with the cleat to the thigh and had to kind of hobble off with a little bit of a limb, but impressively done, and a big get right there by Jeff West to keep Holton off the board that inning.
You bet. It's 1-0. We head to the third inning after a one-minute quick break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the third inning and one quick out as Gracie Gallagher makes quick work of Kendall Mayer facing the number 9 hitter in the Tiger lineup. Mayer down in the count 0-2, hits a little comebacker to the pitcher. That's the third time now that Gallagher's been able to field her spot and record an out. And it's the first out here in the top of the third inning. And now back to the initial batter in the Jeff West lineup. Kristen Sutton struck out her first time up. Now a second appearance, and she's got a base hit. First pitch sent into right field. They try to throw to first, but not in time on Walker's delivery to Summers. And that is the third hit of the game. Jeff West has had one hit in every inning now, Brandon, but can't seem to piece more together than that.
You know, one thing we've noticed, at least I have, early on, is the fact how aggressive they're being, swinging at the first pitch. They're getting good looks over the plate, and I think you got to keep doing that if you're Jeff West. Stay aggressive, get an opportunity, get a good look at the first pitch, and see if you can drive it.
Yeah, Gallagher had thrown 20 total pitches. Here's a ball lifted to second, and some interference there with the runner, and they're going to call, I think, the runner out on runner interference. As Bond, the second baseman, tried to come in and field that short little pop-up,
She was kind of bumped into a collision with Sutton, and they're going to call that runner's interference for the first out of the inning. It was going to be a really tough play, I think, for Bond to make, at least as far as catching it before it hit the ground. She might have still had time to make the throw at first. And the officials get together and do confirm. Oh, actually, they're going to call both of them out. So the official ruled that it was going to be a ball caught in the air, so not only the runner out with runner interference, but they say it impeded with Bond being able to catch the short little pop-up there at second. A double play, and wow, that was a quick four-pitch in. Bang, bang. So runner's interference, pretty costly there, running another chance for the Tigers to get something going. And we go to another break. Holton 1, Jeff West 0. We've completed 2.5 here on a cold April Thursday in the heart of Jackson County.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GN Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Bottom of the third inning, Grayson Gallagher first up for the Holton Lady Wildcats. They lead 1-0 over Jeff West. Both teams have three hits now in the contest. Gallagher batting for a second time. She was a 4-3 ground out, her first plate appearance against Addison Garrett today. Garrett's still out there on the second pitch. Is a little bit outside. It's 2-0. Sadie Walker on deck. Timber Wilson to follow. Holton scratched across the run with a couple hits and an error back in inning number one. Gallagher chops this one up the middle for a base hit. Just past the outstretched glove of the second baseman and now gets past the center fielder. It gets behind Cloud. Gallagher all the way over to third on what will be a single and a two-base error as Cloud in center field could not knock that ball down. The second baseman, Coates, couldn't quite get there to keep it on the infield. And that's a big leadoff spot for Gallagher now at third here in the top of the third inning.
Yeah, Cloud in center field, I think, was maybe potentially trying to play it on a hop with the wind and trying to get it direct with it, but just mistimed it, got away all the way to the fence, and now Holton in business with a runner at third.
Sadie Walker is the batter. And she hits it back to the pitcher. Garrett looks to third, throws to first. One pitch and a big out there. It's the first one of the inning. Walker had singled her first time up, but this time grounds back to the pitcher, and Gallagher has to stay put at third. Walker last year had 52 RBIs to lead this Holton team. Gallagher was second with 43. Third was Timber Wilson in RBIs last year. She bats now and takes a strike. Timber hit it to the shortstop, reached on an error her first time up. So she's officially 0-for-1 and trying to double Holton's lead here with a runner at third base and one out. And the pitch comes in a little low. It's a ball and a strike to Timber Wilson. 12 doubles was third on the team for Wilson last season. She hit 5 of the Wildcats' 33 home runs. And she pulls this one hard, and it's off the glove of the left fielder. To the fence, a run will score, and that'll be an RBI double as Wilson puts on the brakes at second. It was a rocket, and Sutton almost got there. I couldn't tell, Brandon, you had a better view than me. The wind was blowing the ball towards her, but it didn't get up in the air. It was a line drive, and I didn't see if she quite got the glove on it, but it was just out of her reach.
Yeah, just out of the reach, and certainly not much of an opportunity there because it was hit so hard, and when you hit it that hard, certainly the wind will play no factor when it's roped off the bat like that, and that was – the hardest hit ball by far we've seen today, and producing an RBI, and Holton's lead is now doubled up.
And they have a runner at second, still with just one out. The courtesy runner, Ingles, is in, and the pitch comes across to strike to Justina Ray, who singled into right field her first time up. So Ray looking to become the first multi-hit player of this contest. Wildcats 2-0 now. We're in the bottom of the third. One on second, one out, off speed, and this one doesn't quite get across the plate all the way. Boy, the effective changes in speed of these pitches for both Garrett and Gallagher have been pretty impressive today, certainly fooling some of the batters. This is a fastball that's a bit inside. It's 1-1 now to Ray. Excuse me, 2-1. Olivia Summers awaits on deck. Garrett gets the sign, nods yes, flips it in, and a high grounder up the middle. It'll get through into center field. Ingles will stay put at third, although it's bobbled again. Center fielder having a little trouble as Cloud didn't field it cleanly that time, but at least kept it in front of her. And with one out, Coach McManigal, that's John, at third, will not risk it as runners are on the corners now with one down.
Yeah, it seemed like there might have been a little bit of hesitation at first on whether to send the runner home from third, but last second call to keep it there. Now runners at the corners with still one out.
Ray is 2-for-2. Here's Summers fouling it to the backstop. She grounded to first, or grounded back to the pitcher, excuse me, her first time up. So Holton batting 5. This is their fifth batter of the inning, and there's still just one out. One run is in. 3 total hits this inning off Garrett. There's the changeup, and it gets past the catcher. Ingles coming in from third. She'll slide and be safe just ahead of and underneath the tag, and the Wildcats lead 3-0.
That was perfectly played by the catcher and the pitcher there. That combination, getting it as quickly as she could off the backstop and getting a throw to the pitcher at home, but just the speed coming down from third base just enough to get under the tag and add another run for the Wildcats.
So 3-0 now, and the count is 1-1 here to Summers, who pops it up. Short left field, coming in, calling for it, and making the catch. That is Sutton, and that is the second out here of the inning.
Got to try to limit the damage as much as possible here. If you're Jeff West, another big out there, you want to try to keep that runner over there at second and keep it at worst 3-0 heading into the next half inning.
Yeah, Summers got underneath it just a bit. So now 2 outs, Ray is at second. Here's Emma Summers, the younger sister. Struck out her first time up. This pitch comes inside for ball 1. 4 strikeouts recorded by Garrett. Neither pitcher has allowed a walk or even come close. I don't know if either pitcher's even gone to 3 balls in any count today in this game. Certainly fun to broadcast, and it keeps the game moving when you got pitchers out there throwing strikes. Emma Summers fouls it off, so she's down, 1-1 now, the count to Emma.
Thing maybe more impressive with the weather that we do have today and that wind, just challenging everyone out there.
Pitch is a strike. Summers took a look, didn't like it, and now it's 1-2 to the sophomore. Right-handed hitter, Garrett, trying to get out of trouble. Pitch low, nice glove, as it's knocked down by Stones that time. That'll keep Justina Ray at second base and even the count up at 2-2. Two outs, runner at second. Holton now leads 3-0. They've scored twice this inning, and a swing and a miss will... Nope, she tipped it. Just barely caught a piece of it. Emma stays alive here at 2-2. Lorna Smith would be next. Garrett deals, and a hard hit ball up the middle, and Ray will stop at third. But the inning continues with Holton's fourth base hit here in the bottom of the third. They've got 2 runs on 4 hits so far, and runners at the corners with 2 down for Lorna Smith.
Yep, just keeping the line moving, putting it in play, putting it in good spots, and trying to add to their 3-0 lead here in the third.
7th batter of the inning coming to the plate. That's Smith, who grounds it to third. It stays fair. Long throw across the diamond, and stretch is in time. Good play there by the first baseman, Becker, to keep her back foot on the bag as she stretched to receive that throw from Riley White. But some damage was done. Holton got 2 runs on 4 hits. There was 1 error and a couple runners left on base. We're already moving to the 4th inning. When we come back, our score is Holton 3, Jeff West 0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Our studio engineer is Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Brandon Tadman. 3-0, Holton girls lead Jeff West. We head to the fourth inning as the Tigers will come to the plate. Gracie Gallagher out there completing her warm-up tosses. So through three innings, Jeff West has 0 runs on 3 hits. Holton now has 3 runs on a total of 7 hits. The Tigers have committed the only 2 errors in this contest. Holton's left 5 on base, and the Tigers have stranded a couple. Last time Jeff West was at the plate, they had a runner on first with nobody out, and a little blooper towards the shortstop was ruled double runner interference as a collision with the runner at first. Not only was she out, but prevented Bond from making the catch, and the batter was out as well. Here's one looped to the shortstop, and Cook barely had to step a foot in, and she makes the catch for out number one. There's been a lot of one-pitch at-bats. You talked about it earlier, Brandon. I mean, both teams being pretty aggressive because both pitchers are throwing strikes and the at-bats just keep moving along. So one out now, and here's Kinley Stones. Tiger sophomore rips that ball hard, and it is up and into the glove of the left fielder, Emma Summers. A phenomenal catch, probably 5 steps in front of the fence. But a nice grab on that line drive hit by Emma Summers for out number 2.
Yeah, just impressed by that. Playing left field, moved probably about 4 or 5 steps to her left to make that catch, and it was above her head, having to stick the glove up in the air. But certainly could have done some damage there for Jeff West, but a great defensive play to snag the second out.
2 pitches and 2 outs, and Gary Gallagher will roll this one across the plate for ball 1 to Addison Garrett, who's 0 for 1 with a ground ball back to Gallagher in the second inning. Tigers have had at least 1 hit in every inning. But we'll need to do it with 2 outs here in this frame as the pitch is fouled back and caught a white Mustang over there.
Ooh, yeah. Camaro owner is not going to be too pleased potentially there. Better than the window.
Count 1-1. Holton leading at 3-0. We're in the top of the fourth. Ooh. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string and had Garrett way out in front. All Addison could do was smile. It's 1-2.
Yeah, you mentioned it as well earlier. Impressed how both these pitchers can take so much off when it looks like they certainly aren't trying to is very impressive, and you can see it affecting the batters.
Ground ball to first, fielded by Olivia Summers. She takes the bag unassisted, and that is a 6-pitch inning. So he had a 4-pitch third for Gallagher, and now a 6-pitch fourth inning for Gracie Gallagher, and Holton is still ahead 3-0, and we keep coasting along. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Holton will have Smith, Cook, and Bond to the plate when we come back here on KNZA.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I'd pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire. Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
KNZA.
On to the bottom of the fourth inning, home half of the fourth, as Holton will bat leading 3-0 against Jeff West. One run in the first, two tallies in the third. And now Lorna Smith leading off here against Addison Garrett. Jeff West pitcher deals it in, and it's a little bit high. Lorna Smith reached on a strikeout, her first time up. One of four strikeouts recorded by Addison Garrett today. Again, neither pitcher has even come close to walking a batter. Second pitch is grounded right back to Garrett, who will field it over to first very cleanly for out number one. 1-3 on the putout. Royals, of course, playing their home opener today. Pretty chilly day at Kauffman Stadium as well. Royals hosting the Cleveland Guardians, Bieber and Greinke. Get you an update on that one here in a bit. As the pitch to Cook is looped into short left, and that'll fall for a base hit. The eighth hit for the Holton Lady softball team here in this game. Seven of them have been singles, one double by Timber Wilson. And Cook has her first base hit of the day. So one on, one out. And back to the top of the lineup, a third time through. This is Gallagher. That was Bond a moment ago. And stealing second base is Bond. So Bond with the single. I was off one batter there. After Cook had the 1-3 bounce out to begin the inning. Gracie Gallagher is 1-for-2. She singled and scored in the third. It's no balls, two strikes here against Gallagher. Sadie Walker on deck. Runner at second now in Bond. Here's a changeup. Gallagher waits. It's looped to the shortstop. Caught, throw to second, and safe. Almost a double play. But Bond got back just in time as Gallagher pops up to the shortstop for the second out here in the inning. So Bond at second with a single and a steal, but now two outs, and here's Sadie Walker. Left-handed hitter is Sadie Walker. Hits one hard, hits one deep, hits one high, and it's out of here! A two-run jack for Sadie Walker to deep center field, a no-doubter, and the Wildcats lead 5-0.
Yeah, if the wind wasn't blowing 35-plus miles an hour, that one might have left the city limits. That was absolutely roped, and even with the wind, we kind of had a feeling right off the get-go from that swing that that one had a potential to be over the fence, and all the center fielder could do was look right up and watch it sail in a big two-run home run to continue to add to this lead, now 5-0.
Here's Timber Wilson, who hit an RBI double her last time up. So Walker has two hits today. Bond has two hits today. Justina Ray has two hits for Holton. And a strike in there to Wilson, and looks for her multi-hit day as well. Top four batters in the Holton lineup have all now scored all five of the Holton runs. Top half of the order has done the damage. Here's a grounder, and it's foul. On the third base side, nothing and two against Wilson. Justina Ray would be next. 5-0 Holton, and they've pounded out 9 total hits here in the game. Sadie Walker had 9 home runs to lead Holton a year ago. This one's through, another base hit into right field. Timber Wilson has reached for the third time in 3 at-bats today, and the inning will continue with 2 outs. As the courtesy runner Ingles again comes in for the third time today after Timber Wilson reaches safely. Justina Ray is 2-for-2 and looking to keep her day going strong with 2 outs here. She bats in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Pitch from Garrett comes high. It's 1-0. Sixth batter of the inning here is Justina Ray. Holton sent seven to the plate in the third. One third time here to face Garrett. The pitch is inside, and it's 2-0. And you can tell Wildcats getting a little bit better swings here as they get deeper into this game against the Jeff West right-hander. Ray ahead in the count. 2-0 pitch, and it's a bit inside. 3-0. Engels, the courtesy runner at first. Next pitch, grounded up the middle, gloved by the shortstop. It touches the bag at second. Smart play there, and the out recorded by Mallory Young to retire the side. But Holton gets two more runs with one swing of the bat, a two-run homer by Sadie Walker. And as we head to the fifth inning, Holton now leads Jeff West 5-0 here on KNZA.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman with you. We head to the fifth inning. Audrey Coates leading off for Jeff West. The ground ball foul on the third base side. Coates 0 for 1 with the strikeout against Gracie Gallagher has been very efficient. Her pitch count by inning, 8-12-4-6. This pitch a little bit high. It's 1-1. So total pitches thrown coming into this inning was 30 pitches to get 12 outs.
Very efficient.
12 outs, 4 innings, just 30 pitches needed by Gallagher. And here's another base hit for Jeff West. Ball pulled into right field. And a leadoff single for the Tigers. They have their fourth hit, but they've all four been in different innings so far. They've yet to get a runner to third base.
And we do got an update. 1-1, Royals and Guardians in the season opener in Kansas City. Royals tied it in the fifth, and we still stay 1-1. Royals getting set to bat in the bottom of the seventh.
Pitch by Gallagher's fouled straight back. Nicky Lopez had the RBI hit for Kansas City. Both starters, Grinke and Bieber, are gone, so it's up to the bullpens now.
Yeah, Stallmont got out of a little bit of a jam. Guardians had two on and two outs in the top of the seventh, but able to get out of that to keep it tied.
Brown sends it high. Foul territory in the left field corner, and it'll fall harmlessly for a strike. As chasing was Emma Summers and Justina Ray. Neither one could get there, even with the wind trying to help push the ball back in fair play. Count is nothing and two now to Gallagher and Reese Brown. Brown doubled her only at bat. Takes this pitch outside. So Brown has the only extra base hit for Jeff West here today. Off runner aboard for the Tigers. Looking to get an inning going. It's another little foul loop towards the first base Tiger dugout. The count holds at 1-2. All the Royals games are on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA this year again. So we'll do high school baseball and softball mainly here on 103.9 KMZA through the spring. A pop-up on the infield. J.C. Cook calls for it, makes the catch. The Holton shortstop, the clean play there, and that's out number one. One on, one out for Rachel Cloud, the center fielder for the Tigers, who flied out to right field her first time up. 5-0 Holton. We're in the fifth. It's a little low. Wilson snaps the throw to first, but back in time is Audrey Coates over there at first base. 1-0 to Cloud with Kendall Mayer waiting on deck for the Lady Tigers. Wind continues to howl. Ball looped foul over the first base dugout. Caught the power line that time.
Couldn't do that again if you tried.
Count 1-1. Might be able to get you a Holton Jeff West baseball score here in a little bit as well. They're playing up the way. Here's a grounder to second. Bond will go to first to get the sure out there. Second out of the inning. Probably a smart play. I don't know if she had much of a chance to turn and get the lead runner at second, but she gets the sure out, which is the second out of the inning on the 4-3 put out. Coates now at second base with two down for Kendall Mayer, the number 9 hitter, designated player for the Tigers. Batting left-handed against Gallagher and taking strike one. Grounded back to Gallagher, her first time up. Summers, Bond, Ray, Walker, Gallagher, I'm naming off Holton seniors on this team. Man, they are certainly loaded with not just seniors, but girls that have been on varsity and been starters for several years in this program. Pitch a little low. Gallagher ahead of the count has room to burn. The count now 1-2.
Well, you mentioned just the two seniors last year, how good they have really been over the last few years, and with all the returners, with the experience and expectations, you would expect this Holton team looking for big things come May.
There's a lighter that's foul. It sliced a bit down the third baseline. The count remains 1-2 to Mayer. Jeff West split with Nemaha, split with St. Mary's, got swept by Rossville to start the year. So they came in with a 2-4 record. Their next game will be home against Riverside on Monday, April the 11th. Off speed, swing and a miss. And Gallagher records just her third strikeout of the game with that off-speed pitch as Gallagher and the Wildcats work around a leadoff single by Jeff West. Holton still ahead 5-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning after a one-minute timeout on KNZA and streaming online worldwide and free. Click Listen Live at mscsports.net.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fifth inning, hard hit single into left field on the ground between third and short. That's Olivia Summers with her first base hit of the game for the Holton Lady Cats. Back to work now with their 10th base hit of this contest, leading 5-0. So Olivia Summers is aboard, and now younger sister Emma Summers will bat. Olivia hit a couple home runs a season ago. Foul tips this one. So Holton this year swept Topeka West 12-0 and 4-2. They beat Riverside this week 14-2 twice. They'll next be playing on Monday as well. Here at home again, Holton will host Sabetha coming up this Monday, April the 11th. Bunt attempt. Oh, and a throw to first, and tagged out is Summers. Good job by the catcher there, Stones. And Summers a little bit lackadaisical there. Didn't get back to the base after the bunt attempt by Emma. Wasn't able to make contact. The runner picked off there. One out now. Nothing and two to Emma Summers, and she pops it up. Short center field, coming in as Cloud and making the catch. There's two away.
Yeah, just like that, you had the leadoff runner on after one hit, or after a pitch and then a single, and then kind of a misplayed ball after trying to get the runner over with the sacrifice, and now another pitch and another out. So Jeff West turning this inning around quickly.
Looking for her first 1-2-3 inning of the day is Addison Garrett. And she might have it. Ground to the short. Scooped up. The throw by Young is in time. Nice to get first by Becker. And there it is. A 1-2-3 inning on the 6-3 putout. We're adding to the sixth. Flying along in Big 7 League softball. Our score remains Holton 5, Jeff West 0 here on KNZA.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. The wind continues to howl. We head to the sixth inning. Top of the lineup for Jeff West, Kristen Sutton. Slow roller to third. Justina Ray charges in, fields, throws, and out at first. One pitch and one out. This one on the 5-3 put out as Ray makes a nice play to retire Kendall Sutton. So we'll see what the Tigers do the third time through the order here. They trail 5-0, and they're down now to just their final five outs of this game. It'll be Lainey Becker that bats next against Gracie Gallagher, who has gone the distance, giving up four hits. With a shutout intact to this point, she deals a strike across to Becker, 0-1.
Yeah, just got the baseball score. It is the fourth inning. Jeff West has a 5-3 lead on the Wildcats.
5-3, Jeff West baseball leading Holton in what inning?
Oh, the Camaro again.
Almost. What inning was that baseball game in? The third?
Fourth.
Fourth, okay. They're moving along then. Jeff West baseball 4-0 coming into the day. They've got a couple pretty good wins already this season. 0-2 here to Becker. Young is on deck. Gallagher pitches and a foul tip as Becker stays alive. Just two strikeouts for Gallagher, but no walks. Holton has not committed any errors defensively here today. Gallagher's next 0-2 pitch. And it's foul tipped. Caught a piece of the batter there by Lainey Becker. So Holton finished in the top four of the state in 2018 and in 2019, but that championship game is what has eluded this Lady Wildcat softball program the last few years. Certainly that is goal and aspiration number one this year. Swing and a miss. Third strikeout for Gallagher. Took a five pitches, but fans Becker for out number two.
Yep, took a little bit off of it. We've seen that changeup here all afternoon, and it has certainly been an issue for the Jeff West Matters, and we saw it right there once again, just pulling a little bit off of it and getting the batters out in front.
Mallory Young 0-2. She struck out and popped up to short. And she takes low. The first pitch, ball one. So Holton got one run in the first, and it was 1-0 going into the bottom of the third, but the Wildcats made it a 3-0 game. Timber Wilson had an RBI double in that third inning. Here's a swing and a miss, count 1-1. But it was 3-0 when Holton got the only home run of the afternoon, and that was a two-run jack, the deep center by Sadie Walker, kind of blew this game open a bit at 5-0. Next pitch, chopped foul, and it's 1-2 here to Mallory Young. Mallory, a senior for Jeff West, on what is a fairly young Coach Jackson roster. Next pitch is high. It's 2-2. Kinley Stones would be next. Gallagher looking for a 1-2-3 inning, something she's done twice already today. This would be her third 1-2-3 inning in six frames. And almost got a strikeout, but that pitch was barely low. It's 3-2. Young might think twice about taking that one again here as Gallagher deals a payoff for the first time today. It's popped up. Coming in, Gallagher, the pitcher, makes the call to catch into foul territory. Nice job fielding the spot there by Gracie Gallagher, who does indeed work a 1-2-3 sixth inning. So Jeff West down to their final three outs. Holton will have a chance to add to a 5-0 lead when we come back. The bottom of the sixth is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is an expert in supporting local farmers and ag producers with their livestock, machinery, cropland, and more. Our team of ag lenders live and work on their own farms, so they know exactly what's going on and they can relate to you.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke alongside Brandon Tadman as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Holton leading off, and a base hit as J.C. Cook slaps one into right field. Base hit number 11. For the Wildcats now today, they lead at 5-0 over Jeff West, looking for a little insurance here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First base hit for J.C. Cook today. Now the top of the lineup, Stacy Bond. Little bunt, this one to the first baseman. Fielded throw to first, but she did her job, advanced the runner. As now at second base is Cook with one out. Jeff West had it played well defensively, did all they could, but Bond completes the sacrifice. She's now 2-for-3 today officially. And here's Gracie Gallagher, who has one hit, a single in the third inning. Jeff West will need at least 5 runs in their last plate appearance. Top of the seventh is coming up next. Holton looking for a chance to add to their lead. That's a smoke shot up the middle. Around third, Cook going to score. Heading for second and sliding in there safely is Gracie Gallagher with an RBI double. As Holton now leads 6-0.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the score is or how many runs you have or are leading by. You'll take any insurance in the final innings that you can get to hold this off and get another victory on the air.
So now Sadie Walker has a 2-run homer already in this game. Sadie has 2 hits. She's 2-for-3 with 2 RBI and 2 runs scored. Ground ball, base hit into right field. The throw coming home will be cut off, and it's another RBI and another base hit for Sadie Walker. She is 3-for-4 now with 3 RBI. And with back-to-back hits, the Wildcats now lead 7-0. Gallagher able to score easily from second. Walker's at first, and here's Timber Wilson, and she's got 2 hits today. And this one gets through the legs of the shortstop. It's going to be an error. The third error on the Lady Tigers defensively in this game. And the second one on shortstop Mallory Young has Sadie Walker is safe at second. Timber Wilson will be courtesy ran for again by Ingles. For the fourth time, Ingles gets to come in and courtesy run for Timber Wilson, who's reached base safely now twice on airs by the shortstop. She also has a single and a double. Here's Justina Ray, who's 2 for 3, a pair of singles. She takes low, ball one. Holton with 3 hits in the inning, now with 13 hits total. 7 runs, 13 hits. Holton. Pitch a little bit low. So Ingles at first is the only runner on base. There's only one out in this inning still. That was the sacrifice bunt by Stacy Bond. Pitch just misses again, and Justina Ray's had a hitter's count almost every at bat. She's one player that's been able to get ahead. It's 3-0 here. Garrett has to bring her a strike. Does. Ground ball to second. Throw to first. They get that out. Two runners were on there, and they both advance as Sadie Walker moves to third and Timber Wilson. Now it's Ingles, the courtesy runner, at second. So 4-3 on that putout. I was thinking it got to her pretty quickly. I thought maybe the second baseman Coates would try the double play there to get out of the inning. But instead, we'll continue with two on and two out for Olivia Summers. 7-0 Holton. We're in the bottom of the sixth. All 7 runs for Holton have been scored by the top 4 batters in their lineup. Here's a grounder to third, and a tag out will be made. They are going to count the run that scored before the force out play was made on the runner there between second and third. So Sadie Walker's run does count. So caught there in between second and third was the courtesy runner, but Ingles did a good job, I guess, kind of buying time, getting tagged after the runner crossed the plate.
Yeah, smart play. Add another insurance. So 3 big runs this inning to extend it to 8-0. Now Holton on a good opportunity to close it out.
8-0 and needing just 3 more outs. We'll come back for the 7th inning as Gallagher and the Wildcats try to complete the shutout in game 1 over Jeff West here on KNZA.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kansaland Radio.
On to the 7th inning we go with the captain, Kirk Kilman, in control at the Kansaland Studios. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Brandon Tadman. Tigers down to their final 3 outs. They trail 8-0 against Holton. It'll be Kinley Stones, Addison Garrett, and Audrey Coates. Batters number 4, 5, and 6 here in the Tiger lineup. Quickly, a couple strikes on Kinley Stones, who is 0 for 2 today. Timber Wilson flashes the sign for Gracie Gallagher and a heater. Smoke show swung on and missed, strike 3, and K number 4 recorded by Gallagher.
Well, we've talked about the pitch count throughout the course of this game and, you know, limiting the number of pitches she's thrown to stay fresh here in the 7th inning. That fastball looks just as elevated and quick as it did in the first inning.
Foul ball towards the first base Tiger dugout by Addison Garrett is also 0 for 2 today. We talked about these girls and some of these seniors and the success they've had. It wasn't that long ago, state wrestling, Brandon, and Gracie Gallagher was there. Sadie Walker was placing in state wrestling. These girls, Sadie was a first-year ever wrestler that medaled at state for the Wildcats this year. Now ace 1 and 2, ace 1A and 1B for the Lady Cat softball team here this spring. 1 and 1, the pitch to Garrett. That's fouled back. It's 1 and 2. Audrey Coates would be next. Four strikeouts for Gallagher. No walks. She's given up four hits.
I think the most impressive part are the girls who come up to bat in this kind of conditions with no gloves on. That seems to be kind of a risky decision. We've seen quite a few.
Little looper. Third baseman Justina Ray makes the call and the catch. Quickly two down, and the Tigers down to their final out now. There will be game number two, but it will not be on radio. Just game one of our doubleheaders that we broadcast here through the spring. Try to do the early game. We always know what time it'll start, and if folks can't get off work early, we're able to bring you that first game. We figure by the time it gets to evening, most fans have a chance to get here. Today, if you want to brave the weather, come out and watch game two. Baseball going on as well between Jeff West and Holton just up the hill. Audrey Coates has one of just four hits for the Jeff West girls today. Coates swings and misses there. It's one ball and one strike. Gallagher trying to push Holton's record to 5-0 on the season. They are no doubt one of the favorites in Class 4A again this year. Swing and a miss. That was a changeup. It's 1-2. Kind of like to see that changeup there as well. Because, you know, a lot of times you get ahead and you see it on a two-strike pitch. But maybe that 1-1, good time to flash the changeup. And now the 1-2 fastball, swung on and missed. Strike three, ball game over. Five strikeouts for Gracie Gallagher, who throws a four-hit shutout. The Holton Wildcats win it 8-0 over Jeff West. And we'll be back to wrap it all up for you right after this.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
One final time today, Kurt Kilman, our studio engineer, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman with you. Final score, Holton 8, Jeff West 0. The Tigers had four hits. They had one double in this game, as that was hit by Reese Brown. Jeff West singles for Audrey Coates, Kristen Sutton, and also a single for Lainey Becker. Pitching was Addison Garrett. She gave up all 8 runs on 13 hits. There was a couple errors completed behind her. Tigers left just 3 on base. Their record's now 2 wins and 5 losses. They'll play Holton in the second half of this doubleheader coming up. Wildcats 8 runs on 13 hits. Holton had one home run today, a 2-run jack from Sadie Walker. Also an extra base hit for Timber Wilson, who had a double. Here's the Holton offensive totals. Stacey Bond, 2-for-3 with a run scored. Gracie Gallagher, 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored. Sadie Walker, 3-for-4, 3 runs scored, 3 batted in. Timber Wilson was 2-for-4, although she reached base safely all 4 times. Scored a run and drove one in. Justina Ray was 2-for-4. Olivia Summers and Emma Summers both went 1-for-3. And J.C. Cook was 1-for-3 at the plate today for Holton as well, as the Wildcats got 7 of their 8 runs from the top 4 spots in their batting order, and they improved to 5-0 on the season. Gracie Gallagher goes the distance, a 4-hit shutout with 5 strikeouts recorded by Gallagher. Brandon, final thoughts from you.
I'll tell you what, you know, this is my first taste of Holton softball, and, you know, we kind of talk a little bit off air about how good they've been the last few years and how good they were a season ago with only 2 seniors, with pretty much a good chunk of that team back this year, off to a 5-0 start. Very impressive in this game tonight. So obviously they got another one here with Jeff West, but looking to continue that run to start. And obviously the expectations are going to be very high for them this season, and their look is not just a Big Seven league title, but to move on and to get to that elusive maybe state championship game that you have said that they've kind of not been able to get to when they're just right there here in the last couple of years. So it's an impressive game today, and they're going to look to continue that here in just a little bit. A
couple wins already against Topeka West. Holton next weekend will be in a tournament and should face some good 5A and 6A competition in that tournament coming up next weekend. As mentioned, both these teams will be at home Monday. Jeff West with a home game Monday against Riverside, and Holton will be home again on Monday against Sabetha. Again, your final score today, Holton 8, Jeff West 0. Game 2 is coming up. That'll wrap it up for us today here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks so much for listening. More baseball and softball next week. You can see our schedule posted online, as well as all of our Athletes of the Week, Blast from the Past, schedule stories, and much more, all with Brandon Tadman keeping up the website for you. It's MSCSports.net. For Kirk Kilman and Brandon, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. So long, everybody.